are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Morning Kickoff. My name's Dean and I am your host. And with me today, I have Gazza, Squid, and also Tina Turner. Just got to ring him. Get him on the line. We're in.
Hello.
Turner.
How are we?
All good, mate.
Good evening.
Good. Yes. Very good, thank you.
I would say mind your language, but I'm probably the last person who should be saying that after last week.
Well, after your expletive.
Terrible, terrible. Where are we today, Turner? You're obviously not in Tesco's.
No, I'm in Maidstone.
What are we doing in Maidstone?
The in-laws live in Maidstone, so it's a birthday thing, but I had to go up a little bit earlier.
So you're not looking...
You know how it is.
You're not looking for any time alone today, then?
I'm always looking for time alone. there's no candle aisles nearby.
Do you buy a family pack of time alone?
Oh, here he is.
Here he is.
He started already, isn't he?
Of course.
Where's Squid, man? I can't hear him.
How are we doing, mate?
Hello, mate. All right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good,
thank you.
Lovely boy.
Thank you. It's nice and deep.
Yeah.
Right, let's kick today off. I'm just going to say one thing really quickly. My friend Stevie Drinkle in Grimsby died at the weekend from a brain tumour. My thoughts and condolences are with his family and his kids, his wife and everyone else. So just like to say, big guy, rest easy. Now, yeah. Something great happened at the weekend when we released episode one of Morning Kickoff. We went straight into the Apple Podcast charts at number 33. So, everyone, round of applause. Well done.
So this is what I wanted to talk about, Ipswich. I think I tipped them to go down last week.
You said no chance.
Yeah, them and Birmingham.
Yeah. Well, I changed my tune. I think they came up.
I had to tell Squid to stop mentioning them because no one believed in it. Now two games in, we're going for...
I've got a believer.
Champions.
A believer.
This is for why. I'll tell you for why. Their manager. I think it's Kieran McKenna.
Yep.
I think that's his name. Yeah, he is quality. Like, he was... I think he retired early, like early 30s. And he was at Spurs, and then he went to United,
I remember him, yeah.
Wasn't he Mourinho's assistant for a little while?
He may have been, or definitely on that coaching lineup anyway.
Yeah, and I was reading some Championship points. I've heard some really good things about him. If he stays there, which I highly doubt he will, I think a Prem team will probably come in for him when they start attacking their managers. They go up, if he stays there.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be good to see Ipswich back in the Prem. I remember them... Like in the 90s, I think it was, of old Matt Holland and Royce.
Yeah, Dyer.
And before that, Kieran Alan Dyer. Brazil.
Ramble.
Yeah. Gary's talking about the 60s again.
Gary showing his age.
Yeah. Who dug him up this morning? He's looking very pristine.
He is. He's got a nice shirt on. Not the undershirt. I've just realised it's a Spurs shirt.
Lovely shirt on Spurs.
That's why I can't see.
Gaz is on coffee. I'm on water. Squid's on the ad stuff.
I'm on JD and Coke.
Are you really?
Good lad.
I am, mate.
Good man. On a Monday.
Good lad.
Ooh. On a Monday. Yeah, I like that, actually.
Who wants to kick off first with their football team?
I think Squid should, because they're the only team that actually won this weekend.
Fair point.
2-1?
Yeah, 2-1, home to Nottingham Forest. First half, it was brilliant. It was like back to last season, absolutely dominated the first half. And then it was the second half syndrome again, where we just can't kill teams off and it nearly come back to bite us again. But it's always important to start off the season with a win. We did that. Bad news today. Looks like Urien Timber, our new signing, who looked pretty good in the Community Shield and again on Saturday, is now out for 6 months with a ruptured ACL.
Oh,
so
dear.
That's a bit devastating for us, but...
What's that, 18 months out, ACL?
Six to eight months, I think. But back to full fitness, he's pretty much missing the season, so... Hasn't had an injury at Ajax, comes to Arsenal, first Premier League game, and he's out for the season. So, pretty typical.
Tough league, that Premier League.
Gazza, want to speak about the old mighty Spurs?
Yeah, why not?
He's itching to do Haventon Waterloo, I'm sure.
No, not yet. Not yet. Maybe later when we get down a bit further into the lower leagues. Tottenham, yes, Brentford away. Always a hard place to go to. Just more interested in the style we were going to play and have a look at some of the new guys. Very impressed with Maddison. I think that's been a great signing for Tottenham, something we've been needing for quite a long time now. Backed up by Bissouma in midfield, I thought he was excellent. And then the left back is pronounced Ndogi.
Proper pronunciation, that.
Ndogi, yes. Someone did ask me how much was that Dogi in the window. But yeah, 2-2 draw. Not a bad point, but a little bit worried about the defensive side. Still think we've got a long way to go. So yeah, I know I'm obviously his first season, first game in the Premier League. So we'll see how it goes from there. Man United at home next, so it doesn't get any easier. But yeah, happy with the point.
And with Turner, I know you was kicking off at the weekend about, you've got players that won't play for Leeds.
I tell you what, like, you boys have got it easy. Like, we are a shambles. I mean, a loss to Birmingham away, a last minute penalty, well, near enough last minute penalty. Players you don't want to show up. A 19-year-old lad has got 12 caps for Italy and he thinks he's Roberto Baggio. just a shamble. Whoever's advising these players, you know, I get you want to go, right? And I know you're an Italian international, but that's not how you manoeuvre and move, surely. No. We've got another Tinisierra again, came from Fineyard, played about 30 minutes all season because he's injured, and he wants to go. He refused to play as well. I just cannot get over this behaviour. Like, the fans who effectively pay your wages, to just treat them with such a lack of respect, I just find it infuriating. And obviously we lost Jack Harrison today as well.
Yep.
So we've basically got about 8 or 9 players left. So I don't know where we go for the rest of the season, but as you can tell, I am fuming.
I couldn't tell, to be honest. And I remember you saying last week, actually, that you thought Birmingham were going to get relegated. So
I've changed my opinion a little bit on my championship. But yeah, no, just horrible, horribly run. New owners, just like the old owners, doing nothing. Not coming out and speaking to the fans and reassuring. Being linked with all sorts of awful players. So it's not looking good from my point of view.
Yeah, I think if you've got that many players that want to go, it's kind of one of those ones they've just got to get rid of them now, so you've got time to get players in before the window shuts.
Yeah, see, I do agree with that point, but like, if you're effectively a kid, you're 19, right? Just knuckle down, play, you know, for 4 or 5 months, get to January, having proved they're good to you, and then you're going to get people coming in for you. Yeah, why would you want, as a winger, why would you want to go to Everton? I don't get it.
Yeah, and they've Everton got an abundance
of
wingers.
Of all clubs. Just touching on Leeds and your support of Leeds, you weren't in the studio per se last week, so we never really got to find out about why you support Leeds. We know about Joel Squid, myself and Gazza. How comes you support Leeds? What's that from?
Because my dad obviously didn't like me when I was younger, and he was a Leeds fan, and he effectively started buying me all the kits and
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing, who I did support, Gary, you're like this, when I was very young, Tottenham.
Good man. So did Squid.
For about a day until my dad was like, nah.
So yeah. You got something in common with Squid then.
Well, what's going on with Tyler Adams at the moment as well? So the Chelsea deal is obviously not happening.
It's finished, yeah. He's injured anyway. He's injured conveniently till January. To be fair, I wouldn't be surprised if someone comes in. Maybe Villa, yeah, someone like that.
How do you pass a medical if you're out for that long? I never understand that, but
I don't know. Well, Jack Harrison's out for 6 weeks and he's passed the medical today, yeah. So I don't get it.
So we'll just drop into Div 2 and Grimsby. We're away at Notts County. Now, Grimsby scored 3 goals, lost 3-2, went up twice, scored an own goal. I don't know, I thought Grimsby played well. Danny Rose scored and Harry Clifton scored. There's this new thing now where in the Euros, when they were, I kept adding time. So we had like 12 minutes added time in the Euros because they didn't want people to feign injury and kick the ball out and waste time, and it all got added on. That's kind of like what's happening in Div 2. So we had something like 8, 9, 10 minutes of added time in the first half. Harry Clifton went on and scored. Notts County absolutely smothered Grimsby at times, but Grimsby still managed to play the way out and still managed to find the net, the back of the net, and like I say, own goal as well with Luke Waterfall. all the haters are already out on Facebook and the social media and sack Hurst and get him out and whatever, whatever, whatever. Beginning of the season, second game in, third including the cup match. A draw, two losses is what it is. I know what Grimsby
are
like.
Big one tomorrow night.
Big one tomorrow night. I know kind of the way that Grimsby go, even when they went into promotion from non-league, they had like 10 or 12 losses on the bounce, but they still managed to get to the playoffs. Yeah. So it's, I don't think people should be giving people a hard time right now. I think we should just be getting behind our team right at the beginning. I don't know, it's a results business, but what you can't just be doing is slagging your team off. I understand from your point of view, Turner, you're pissed because you've got players that don't want to play. And they could be players that are benefiting your team. But for Grimsby, the supporters just need to calm down a little bit and get back into the boxes and support the team instead of just going on social media and rubbishing
Hurst. I think Grimsby will be fine. They seem to have a good like crux of a team. They can score goals. And as you say, you know, they do tend to go on these like really good runs. So,
yeah,
you know, I think they'll be fine.
You're talking about the injury time. I think with the Tottenham game, I think we had 11 minutes injury time in the first half and four for the second, which is normally the other way around, isn't
it? Yeah.
So I thought that was a bit bizarre.
But yeah, it was all over the Prem over the weekend. It is the new rule.
Yeah. I think it took 3 minutes for VAR to decide on the pen as well, which was too long.
Did you see that they're on about changing the offside? That the whole of the player has to be...
Yeah, I think that comes in next season, which I think is a good rule. Because all of this, your big toe being offside, exactly. And your eyelash and stuff.
It's got to be the whole player.
Yeah. Hopefully they get me back in the Prem so I can use that to my advantage.
I think League 2 with Brinsley, I think League 2 is quite a tricky league. There's some really good teams in there. So it'll be a difficult one.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as the Vanarama or the non-league.
No.
That is horrific. Try and get out of that. I mean, what was it, Wrexham, 15 years for them to get out? Mm. Grimsby took 6 years to get out. Then we went back in again after 3 years. You know what I mean? But we've had a different... We've had a clear out of the board. We've got, like I said in the last podcast, we've got a new board now. Everything's been done properly. It's all been done by Marks and Sparks. So,
but yeah.
Crawley,
go on though, carry on.
I think Crawley has surprised me a little bit because they started quite well. Because obviously we're fairly near to Crawley.
Yeah.
I think they've got 4 points, haven't they?
So yeah, four. Yeah.
They've got a new manager who came from Swindon, so I think they could potentially be a dark horse this season. I don't know.
Well, there was only 3 points off relegation last year, unless they've overhauled the team that they had. I know that the last guy had that dickhead from The Only Way is Essex.
That's it. He's had some terrible managers as well.
Joke. Absolute joke.
Yeah, you got, I think, three clubs on 6 points in Div 2, and then there's four clubs on 0 points. But Salford, they're 4 points, haven't they? So they've started too badly as well.
We've got them in the whatever you call it, Coca-Cola Cup, I don't know what it's called nowadays.
Carabao.
Yeah, we've got them in that.
Coca-Cola Cup. Are you home or away?
We are away, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So we beat them 3-0 in our promotion season. So.
Yeah, that'll be a tough game for you boys, I think.
It will be.
You never know, in that Carabao, you don't know what teams they're going to put out under 21s or if it's going to be an adult. You know, you just never know what's going to happen. It's just a pointless cup. I don't know why they don't just bin everything that's crap. Get proper meaningful cups in for the first team instead of all this development league stuff that's coming through into the Carabao, because that's all it is. It's just development players, isn't it, coming in.
Yeah, all the big clubs, I mean, Carabao Cup is just used for your reserves and your youngsters, really, isn't it?
Mm. Apart from Man City, they've got such a big squad.
Yeah,
I see Wrexham are in the bottom again. So they must did they lose at the weekend again?
I'm pretty sure they drew, didn't they, Wrexham?
Well, they've got a point, yeah, same as Grimsby.
Yeah, they drew at Wimbledon.
Yeah, AFC.
Everyone's hated team, aren't they? They've had their sort of day in the sunshine, and everyone wants them to fail. Proper English mentality, that.
always the way.
Well, not only that, they're Welsh as well. But I see Gillingham.
True.
Two wins. I think Gillingham will be the ones that are at the top of the league at the end of the season. I said this
I think that's
on the last podcast. Gillingham, so unlucky not to go up last year, and I think this year they'll prove to be worthy champions. I think
MK Dons are up there as
yeah,
well.
My AFC Dons. Wimbledon friends are not going to be happy with me, but I think MK Dons are going to win that league. I think Gillingham's
a very good shout.
I think Gillingham will be top. Fiverr on top three. Fiverr.
Follow on Apple Podcasts. Saturday Morning Kickoff Football Podcast. Don't forget to catch our Saturday Morning Sports Magazine. News, views, betting tips, and all things footy.
When's the Women's World Cup semi-final?
Wednesday, I believe. Yeah.
So this Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, isn't
it? Anyone watching it?
I'll watch it.
Yeah, no, probably will
I'm,
do. Yeah.
I think I'm working, but I'd like to see him do well.
Big game, Australia, yeah, which should be good.
Oh, so they're playing the hosts.
Yep. Yeah.
It's going to be a difficult game, that, but we should batter them.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, like, you look to the England men's team the last two tournaments, and there wouldn't have been a better chance to go and win it.
Yeah.
Obviously, Brazil are out for them, USA are out, I think Germany are out. So, if they're going to go and win a World Cup, it's now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just haven't played well at all.
So nope. Spain were in the other semi, aren't they? Spain and Sweden. They've had a great tournament, Sweden.
Sweden will win it.
What, the tournament?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon if our girls go on to win this next one against Australia.
I can't see us beating Sweden in the final.
No?
No.
Oh, you think Sweden beat Spain, yeah?
Yeah, I think Sweden will beat Spain. I know we beat Sweden in the Euros, but I think the way they're playing, although they weren't great against the USA. I don't know, might be right, it could be one of those.
Have they peaked too early? Sometimes I think you can peak too early in a tournament and then run out of ideas towards the end, so it'd be interesting.
And of course, if we get to the final, we have Lauren James back.
Yeah, true.
If she picks her.
So having her on the bench is... No, that's going to scare them,
isn't
the final.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So just coming off the women's football, because we like to please everyone, even though it's boring as fuck.
I ruined it.
There goes the ratings.
Honestly.
Edit that bit out.
They want equal pay. What do they fucking do that's even equal to what the men's game does? They kick the ball. It goes back to the keeper. It goes through her legs. They try and do throw. And listen, I understand the England team have done us proud for the Women's World Cup and the Women's Euros. I get that. I understand that. And they bought it home. I don't think they ever have bought it home. I said, until the men win either the World Cup or the Euros, then it comes home. Until then, you can say what you like.
I think we were just trying to be politically correct.
I think it is, and I think
we were, Turner.
He's ruined it. He's only on water.
Yeah. I've had some bad news this weekend, and I think it's filtering through.
I think it is, mate.
Maybe it's not water in that glass. Gary, have a smell.
Yeah. Going straight on the vodka.
I reckon it's Sorin's moonshine.
I think it is, yeah, it's moonshine.
Oh, good Lord.
A pint of moonshine.
I think...
Rub it on his teeth.
Yeah. End up like Dom. If you look at... if you look at the way that the men played their World Cups and the way that the women played their World Cups, I don't think there's any reason why you've got to say that they're on equal pay.
No, there's not. Like, I saw a stat today, the men's game brought in something like 5.5 billion last year.
Yep.
And the women's game brought in something like 100 million.
Yep.
It's like, come on.
And this is the reason why the Premier League players get what they get, because they're playing in the best league in the world. The women are not playing in the best league in the world.
Nah.
It'll only get bigger and bigger, but it's all about revenue you're drawing in.
Chloe Kelly, who obviously scored the penalty to get us into the quarterfinal, her annual salary is 75k.
Well, here's one for you. So you could be a mascot for 70k a year. You get paid. Tottenham play 60k.
That's a good stat. I like that.
Turner, I reckon you'd be a good mascot. You know, I can imagine you in a suit. I don't know why.
I'm down. Can we arrange? Dino can probably arrange it. Arrange everyone else.
So dropping into Div 1.
Are we talking about League 1?
League 1.
Or Championship?
No, League 1. Div 1, not the champion.
She's got five teams on maximum points there.
Bolton are going up.
Bolton. Peterborough. They had a good season last year, didn't they?
Derby.
Peterborough playoff, aren't they?
Derby 3-0. I tipped Derby to go up. One of mine. Mm.
And then you've got Wigan, who are minus two now. Two wins from two games, but minus two.
They started off on minus five.
Wigan, I think Wigan will push the playoff.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, mine, me too.
Portsmouth, 4-0 against Dorient.
Mm. Yeah, Portsmouth, I think, are getting a playoff place.
Mm. Portsmouth bottle it, though. They do really well, and then they bottle it at the end of the season, every single season.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you're not. They always seem to let me down on an accumulator. I always draw the win. Win. Yeah, yeah, don't get me started on that.
And then they do like six games where they're winning, you won't go near them.
Yep.
You've got six clubs, six clubs in that league on 0 points as well. So, yeah.
It's difficult to talk about these leagues right now because obviously we've started this podcast show off right at the beginning of the season, which is what we should do. But it's really difficult to get to gauge, unless it's our own clubs that we all follow. It's difficult to follow all 92 clubs, certainly at this stage in the season. But early indications are, I think
the aim is we've got to mention each and every single one of them by the end of this.
What, today?
No.
Okay, no, I was going to say. Coventry, Borough, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, QPR. Who's someone tipped QPR to go down?
Me.
They ain't going down.
It's two games, you never know.
Yeah, but isn't that two games, two wins?
No. One win, one defeat, I believe.
Yeah, one win, one defeat.
I just can't stop tipping Ipswich.
Right, just to quickly give a rundown of the leagues. Top six, bottom six of each one. Starting with the Prem, Newcastle at the top, Brighton, Man City, Arsenal, Palace and Fulham, all in top six. Bottom six, Forest, Everton, Sheffield United, Luton, Burnley, Villa. I'm pretty sure every team we've mentioned in them bottom six, we tipped to go down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we're pretty bang on with that one. Then if we go into the Championship, we have in the top six, Ipswich, Squids team backed, Dark Horse, Ipswich, Leicester. I think we all said Leicester, Watford, Plymouth.
Fair play.
Great team.
Just after League One.
I think Joel mentioned Watford as well, didn't he, last week?
That's because they were top of the league after a game, I think.
Yeah, he was just looking at stuff. Norwich and Southampton. And then the bottom six, oh dear, just on the cusp, Leeds, Rotherham, Sunderland, Sheffield Wednesday, Huddersfield and Borough. Yeah. Borough, two games in, it looks worse than what it is. But at the bottom. Then in a Div 1, we have got in the top six, Bolton. I think we mentioned Bolton, Bolton for the top. Cambridge, Stevenage, Peterborough, Barnsley, Portsmouth. Just sitting on the sixth spot there. And in the bottom six, we have got Reading, Cheltenham, Burton, Orient, Wickham and Wigan. Wigan started with a minus five, didn't they?
They did.
And then in a Division 2, the top six are the MK Dons, Barrow, Gillingham, Mansfield, Salford and Crawley. And the bottom six, Grimsby, Wrexham, Colchester, Stockport, Tranmere and Doncaster. Nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
Still early, mate. Still early.
Yep. And Gazza went to see Havant and Waterloo, didn't you, Gaz?
I did, yes. Entertaining up against Chippingham Town. Heard some good things about them. Yeah, six goals, two red cards. Got my money's worth.
Did you have a non-league pie?
No.
How much did you pay to get into that ground?
There was two of it. 25 quid for two tickets.
Oh, 12 and a half each.
It's actually more expensive than I thought it was going to be.
What was the attendance?
Five thousand.
No, five and a dog. Five and a dog.
Still can't believe it's 25 quid for two tickets. I'd rather go and watch Matt C on a Wednesday or Friday at Chai College.
You are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. No bullshit. No bollocks. No fucking idea.
I thought Villa were very disappointing. I thought that against Newcastle, it was going to be a real cracking game. But
they were just so open.
Yeah, so one-sided. They lost 4-0 there at the end of last season. And it's 5-4 this time. They haven't learned anything.
They brought Tielemans on and played him left wing. I just...
But Squid, didn't this happen with Emery at Arsenal? You had like a good spell and then all of a sudden they were just awful.
Yeah, but he came in, first season was unbelievable. And we were playing like proper... good football and then started the next season, it was just like he'd lost the plot and then obviously lost his job. So yeah, he has that tendency, I think. I think he tries to be a bit too clever for his own good sometimes. I mean, I don't know if you lot saw the lineup they played, but he had Leon Bailey playing, that Moussa Diaby, they're both kind of the same sort of player. They had no one, John McGinn left wing. It was just loads of players playing kind of in positions that don't really suit them. So
yeah, I really want Newcastle to fail as well.
Yeah,
it's only the first game. I mean once they start playing Champions League football and that, I don't think that squad's anywhere near deep enough to do both comps.
Isaac is quality, by the way.
Yeah, very good
player. Top draw.
Just always looks like he's going to score a goal as well.
Took that really well, didn't he? The little dink over the keeper.
Great finish,
yeah.
Really good.
I mean, some of the defending, I mean, what about Luton's defending? Wow. I mean,
everyone's top tip for relegation.
I think not only will they become bottom, they could actually have the least amount of points ever in a Premier League.
Luton are a shambles. So basically, their home ground is.
It's not even ready, is it?
I mean, we play on a Wednesday and our home ground's better than theirs.
Well, it's not even ready, is it, for the Premier League? That's why they're playing.
Well, if we're talking car parks, yeah.
Yeah,
we've got a great car park.
Yeah,
I think concrete is concrete, Turner. Don't matter where you put the concrete, mate, it's just concrete. Like, and we play on concrete for all those that don't know.
When is their first home game, Luton? Because I think the first few are away. Leagues, it's not ready.
Yeah, first four or five, I think, potentially.
And Dino, your tip of Everton, they were looking at a home defeat to start the season.
1-0, wasn't it?
They got no goal scorers.
Awful team.
Yep.
No one up front.
Awful manager, awful team, Boulder club.
I don't think Dyche is bad.
Oh, nothing good about him. If you wanna play a team who just wanna kick you off the park and don't want to play football, then you know, fine. But they are horrible. Same as Burnley were. It's not football, it's horrible.
The Sam Allardyce way.
It is. Very much. He's a carbon copy of Sam Allardyce, isn't he?
Tony Pulis.
Yeah, Pulis, yeah.
The old school managers.
All these teams that Arsenal can never beat.
Speaking of managers, who do we know of managers that have been iconic for the club, like Jose Mourinho? Iconic, but was sacked.
So Bielsa.
Like Bielsa. But these teams go... Like Chelsea, I think it was like 11 on the spin defeats, and Roman just turned around and said, "Nah, enough's enough now. Lost the dressing room, you're off." But then came back for a second spell. Very nearly came back for a third spell before Pochettino. But same happened with Pochettino, like same with Bielsa. But Pochettino at Spurs, same thing happened.
Yeah, he had two windows without any money whatsoever. It was just obviously we lost the Champions League final, and it was just a massive hangover from that. Started the next season really poorly, and he's gone.
Just never went again, though, did you? He had such a good team there. It was such a shit.
He needed
final.
To build on it, and it didn't
shit
happen.
Champions League final, but he didn't go again with any signings.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's just he wasn't backed. But that was the main thing.
The same with Bielsa. Like, it happened with Bielsa. Like, he's a legend at Leeds because he got up after 16 years, and he finished ninth in his first season in the Premier League with basically a tin pot team.
And a team to sit on.
And he had Bamford. He got Bamford into an England player. You know, he wasn't back. We were told that he was refusing players, and now we're in a position where we are, where it turns out that he wasn't refusing players. He just wasn't. He wasn't getting the players he wanted, and we can see that now. So he was sacked off the back of a shambolic board. So he's got even more legend status now because it's all coming to light of how badly the club is run.
Have you still got Bamford?
Yeah, he's injured every 5 minutes. So.
Has he had
to
any
be fair
sleep?
To him,
another Calvert-Lewin.
Well, to be fair to Bamford, at least he's not one of these ones trying to escape the club. So he does get a lot of stick, but he's loyal.
Good player, yeah.
Just looks like he needs a good sleep, Turner. Every time I see him, he's got these massive bags under his eyes. And
I think he's got a newborn or a kid.
What, for the last 2 years?
Could explain it. Well, it's like, well, you really don't. But
not yet. Big up, Jen.
You tell us, mate.
Yeah. Well, you're going to say me.
See, Jose Mourinho, in a list of great managers who've been sacked, he's been sacked four times. Sam Allardyce. If you think back to Sam Allardyce, he's the one who brought in players wearing tracking vests and brought in statisticians and all the rest of it to see what kind of coverage the players were covering. And Pep Guardiola and a couple of others actually went with Sam Allardyce and learnt all about this, sports coaches. So he's been sacked five times. Roy Hodgson, five times. Carlo Ancelotti, five times. Claudio Ranieri, who Squid was on about last week, eight times. The Tinker Man. Poor Claudio.
You know, that Sam Allardyce is a great shout, what you said about him bringing in all that traffic.
He had some great players.
He was ahead of his time.
Yeah. That Bolton team. And don't forget, he brought JJ Okocha to the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah. What a player.
Jorge.
Yeah.
Campo. Oh, yeah. Johnson. He had speed. That Bolton team. You know what? Pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like Alan Kirbishley for Charlton. Everyone going, we just need him out. We need him out. But the minute they got rid of him was the minute they left the Prem and then went down, down, down. Careful what you wish for. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Here's one for you. How much longer do you think Klopp will stay at Liverpool?
Oh, I think
this is it.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the end. I think he said it last year. He's only there because of what he's done for Liverpool. He's not there because of his performance. He's there because of his past results.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they will wear that this year if that goes the same.
Mm. I agree, 100%.
Yeah. This will be down to decent managers that are available. So everything, the stars will have to align for this to happen. You'd need a really good manager to be out of work. Nagelsmann from ex-Bayern.
Yeah.
He's still out of work.
Yeah. That's
so he maybe is floating around right now.
And I think Stevie G's probably shot his bolt going back to Liverpool, hasn't he?
He's a nothing manager.
Yeah.
Maybe Frank Lampard might take Liverpool over.
Ooh.
Imagine.
Did you see the stories about Eric Dier yesterday? Because he didn't get, obviously didn't get the captaincy, and then
what a great story that would be if they was to go all the way in the next. Because they sacked
Nigel Pearson.
He was an odd one.
Yeah.
Odd.
Oh yeah.
Can I character. Just say, Squid,
a true
stop,
character.
Squid, can you stop shaking your leg? Because the whole room's vibrating.
I need a piss bad.
Go and have a piss.
Am I allowed?
Of course you are.
So the whole room was vibrating.
Like a fucking 2 year old.
Mind the dogs.
I think I'd take that.
I mean, we'd all take it, but you don't want to see people like Neymar at 31 years old going to Saudi Arabia when he was meant to be the next best thing.
No. What should have happened is Neymar and Messi should have gone into the Prem.
That would have been lovely to see.
They should have gone to the Prem. They should have gone. One should have gone to Chelsea. One should have gone to Newcastle. And that's what should have happened.
Mbappe to Arsenal.
And Mbappe as well. Coming into the Prem, it shouldn't be that their aspirations are either Saudi, America, or Spanish La Liga.
Yeah, the problem with these players is they put themselves on such a high wage. What's Mbappe on, like $1 million a week? No football team can afford that.
Yeah, the only way we're going to see it is if one of the English teams draws either Real Madrid or PSG, and that's the only time you really get to see that. But for me, it's disappointing that players don't want to test themselves at the highest standard. And I think a lot of pundits believe that the Premier League is the best league in the world.
By a mile.
Comfortably.
Yeah, there's no easy games apart from Luton. So what do we think on Ward-Prowse going to West Ham?
I think that's a great signing.
Has Maguire gone to West Ham?
I think it's pretty much done.
Yeah.
Deal's agreed.
Oh, he's gone? Oh.
Yeah, Maguire's gone 30 million, hasn't he?
For Man United, they've got rid of a liability. For West Ham, I'd be crying now. I think
it's a good signing. I don't know if I'm the only one that's going a bit mad.
It's a terrible signing.
I think he'll do well.
Would you want him for Arsenal, Squid?
I mean, Arsenal-West Ham, completely different level. Sorry, Simon, but it's true.
Are you talking about Maguire?
Yeah.
No. Maguire is not even a Championship defender. He has not evolved.
Every game for England.
I think, like you said last week.
Yeah, because the manager's an idiot.
Turner, like you said last week, is some clubs just get to a point in their journey where they can't progress anymore because they've become where they should be sitting at. And Maguire, like you say, he's not kicked on to that next level.
No,
but he's probably backwards. A West Ham level.
And he's really bad for England as well. Really bad.
He is.
But what's his name? Yeah. He gets picked from City, doesn't he? You can't get in there.
Stones, who doesn't play every game.
What about
Stones?
The midfielder?
Stones played
Calvin Phillips.
Calvin Phillips.
Yeah.
Is he going to play?
Yeah, I hear that.
Will he start for England?
Who?
Calvin Phillips. Nah. He's not playing, is he?
No, he
didn't play last year. I think he only had like 14 games as sub.
But he still played for England.
Yeah, but I think with England, you've got to look at what's available right there, right then. And if you've got four players that are not playing for Man City, doesn't mean to say that they shouldn't be playing for England. It's what we've got available to England that can play. I don't agree with Kane playing up front, and I don't agree with Maguire being in there. I would bin both them pricks off tomorrow.
You are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Talk before we kicked off the podcast was that the players that have agreed to play on Wednesday, what kind of a game is that going to be, Turner? Look at the squad. Look at the fucking squad. I'm not knocking anyone. And this is something. Yeah, have a look on Spond. This is something that winds me up, right? I understand having you up front, we lose a player because you just stand there and do fuck all and moan when you come back like 10 yards to defend. Now, when you got Matt, who's the other one, Squid?
Me, probably.
Ed.
No. Ed. And yeah, I mean, Squid's pet eight is Neil, but I can't see. I've only seen him play once. When you've got three players that all stand up front, how the fuck are you going to balance them teams out? Because we're going to be playing six aside straight away for one, and the other one's going to have seven aside because you're on it.
I stand up front, but I score goals,
you know. No, you do. It is, but the problem that I had last week when I played was that when Jay swapped over to our side, all he wanted to do was dink the ball on a five-a-side pitch up to you, which is just a waste. You do score, but what should be happening is we should be bringing the ball in, talking to each other and developing that side. Now, if you've got three players that do not move, and Matt is one, does not move. Who's the other one?
Matt.
Ed and Ed. Neil.
Oh, yeah. Matt.
No, and then you've got Ed, who all he can do is just blast the ball 300 miles an hour.
I think with Ed, he's just on fit. He has got a very, very good touch.
Yeah, listen, paedophiles have touches. Don't make it fucking right, Turner. And what I'm saying is...
There's some dodgy bloke playing called Stephen.
We had to get another Greek international in there.
Oh, is this your brother?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Especially after last Friday.
Paul, me and Paul probably have a tear up.
Paul? Who's that? You and Paul?
Yeah, we had a tear up.
Yeah, there was a few words, wasn't there? It was like me and Dino the previous week.
Did you upset him?
Yeah. He was calling me all sorts of names. And then
what,
came
like
up,
Tino?
No, like a gobshite. And then,
oh, wow.
Did he and then, like, call came, you a gobshite? Call you a gobshite?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And then came right into my, right up to me, like swearing up to me. And then I'm obviously going up to him, and I realise he's much harder than me. I need to move away here. Because he's obviously got that silent, angry look about him. I was thinking, he could probably just kill me very quickly. So I just sort of ran away in the other direction, swearing at him.
You're probably quite wise. But actually, afterwards, I thought you were very positive the rest of the session, Turner.
Yeah, because I was scared of him.
Nothing else. Just I was scared shitless. I just had to be complimentary to him.
It's all right if you're having a chat with someone who's not a soldier, but you know, yep. Probably best not to do it with Paul.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So he's on your team this week, I guess.
He will be, don't worry about that.
With the eight aside, we've got a WhatsApp group. Did anyone see the message that Esky put?
Which no.
Oh, about the Meg.
Fuck, mate.
Right, so context for everyone. We've got a guy called Heskey, bloody good footballer, very good footballer. He hasn't been to a session.
I mean, this will get carried away.
Well, I mean, for his age, for his size, I think he's a really, really good footballer.
For his age, he's a year older than me, you bastard.
Let's start again.
There's
this player called Heskey.
So he was all down to play football last, was it Wednesday or Friday?
Oh, I did see this. Yeah,
and
yeah,
he ended up cancelling. Because he went to go and see The Meg.
What is The Meg?
2. It's one of the worst films I think ever made. Jason Statham is like the massive shark.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know.
So dinosaur shit. Shark. Yeah, I agree with you, but you wouldn't miss football to go and watch it in the cinema. He's paid £20 each, probably. With popcorn,
but why admit that?
Yeah, why put it on there? Why not just say I've got a broken leg? Yeah, I've got a bone in my leg and I'm deaf in one eye. I can't turn up tonight.
You're injured. No. Just say you're injured. You've got a migraine, something. Not you're going to see The Meg 2. That's like Dino saying, I'm not coming to football. I'm going to watch Barbie.
Yeah.
Which I would, you know, give more credit to.
Yeah, I mean, I'd see it just for Margot Robbie personally. But
Meg 2, wow. Is he playing this week?
No.
Ah, he isn't down, I don't think.
And we'll see which.
He's watching Barbie this week.
Yeah, it's
Barbie.
Didn't like Mex, he's gone for Barbie this week. Sorry, boys, can't play. I think one of the most frustrating things, like playing Wednesday and Fridays, is when you get a player who takes up a space. So we've got an app called Spond that when Turner puts it on Spond, we can all reply to whether we're going to turn up, and the app creates the event and the time and puts it in your calendar and whatever else. So when it becomes available that we're playing a Wednesday or a Friday in advance, you get players who just automatically put that they're going to play. And when it comes to the day, they'll back out. And there's nothing worse than a player, I can't play this week because I'm playing for another team who's better than you. I just thought I'd put that on WhatsApp and let you know. I can't play for the tournament. One of the greatest things was the tournament that we did at Arundel. Goalkeeper wants to play. Says to Turner, I'm goalkeeper. I want to play. I need to play. Tell me, I can play in your tournament. I can do this. Not a problem. We'll put you in. Put you in a little WhatsApp group. We've got all the people in who's playing. Can't play because I'm taking my son who's going to play in another tournament. Right, okay, can't play. Now we're a keeper down. And then comes back and goes, oh, my son's tournament's been cancelled. I can play again now.
Did his son get an injury and then couldn't play in the tournament, or did it actually get cancelled?
I don't know. But the point that I'm making is less is more. Right? If you can't play, I don't give a fuck if you're taking your son to a tournament that you're going to be part of, or someone's asked you to play for another tournament, or you're playing for another football club because you then can't play for us. Less is more. Shut the fuck up.
I agree.
Yeah, we don't need to know. Just don't.
Don't need your fucking life story. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
There's a core like 10 to 12.
There is. And we will find a way to do stuff. This, like what I'm saying with Smith and Weston at the minute. Just to get people who have got kids out and to be in an environment where they're playing football with us and more comfortable with us. And then hopefully that's going to transfer onto the pitch that they'll be able to talk to each other, you know? And I've got, even Stevie Hall came over and just said, you know, I'm talking a little bit more and I'm doing this. And I acknowledge that and I get that. I understand that.
Hmm.
You know what I mean, I just think that's...
And then you laid into him for going out of position.
Damn right.
Well, it is. I think it is probably hard for someone, lads. There are some very big characters.
Well, Sorin calls us egos and thinks that we should only have two egos on one side.
Well, I don't think it's... I think there's a couple that have egos. I'm not going to say names, but...
Go on, no.
Well, Oily sticks out for one, doesn't he?
Oily is an ego.
Yeah, I think just me, you, Turner are just very loud. Well, Turner's not as loud as you and I.
You've got to be vocal, though.
Yeah.
I would be substituted had I played at 2022 and not spoken.
Yeah.
I'd be substitute. This is what I don't think the lads understand. If we was playing proper games, those lads who don't talk, don't pass, then don't tell who they're going to pass to, they would be hauled off immediately because it breaks the whole team down. Yeah. The whole team down. Like Turner said.
Now you're called Tina.
I call him Tina all the time. This is where it came from.
He tells to be there.
When Turner spoke to me and said Dino, and I turned around, the ball was there, but that's through communication. And I just feel that if we're going to communicate, we're going to be on a pitch together, the basic requirements are to talk.
Yeah.
Basic, minimum, bare minimum. You can't just get a ball, run down the line with it, kick it into the box and hope. That's not the way it's got to be. And people should have some kind of an aspiration to get better, I think.
It's like when they pass you as well and you've got a man up and they don't say anything.
Oh, exactly.
All the time.
Yeah.
That winds me right up.
Uncomfortable on the ball, so they just pass it to you. You don't even know you're getting passed to, by the way. Mm. And then you've got a player behind you who comes in.
I get every time they're not going to probably say, Gazza. But you don't play a ball into someone's feet when they've got a man directly on their ass and not say, man on.
Mm. No.
It happened to you on Friday, didn't it, Turner?
Oh, my God. About three or four.
Yeah.
And that Tommy was up my fucking arse and no one was telling me.
More likely you was on his feet up front and he was just hanging back.
Yeah, to be fair, he's a player.
He is. I think Tom is probably the best player in the group.
I think you're probably right.
Turner's gone.
Barry's dead.
Mate.
Been chatting for that long.
Yeah, his phone's gone dead.
There he goes.
He's gone. Right, 10 to 9, might as well wrap up.
Yeah. Pleasure again, lads.
Fantastic. Enjoyed that.
Thank you very much for listening. This is the end of the podcast. I've been your host, Dean, with my friends, Gazza and Squid and Turner. We will see you on the next podcast next weekend.
Take care.
See you all later.
Ciao.
What are you doing? Turner.
He's fallen off the shelf because you were caning Kane.
No, I just dropped it. I just dropped the notes on the floor. Oh, you are right.
That's a talented dancer.
We've had it on all time.
I thought I heard something in the background, you snake.
He couldn't even give you simply the best.
What is this one? Private Dancer.
Private Dancer. You'll dancer for money.
You're going to get one of these on Wednesday.
When we do a football team night out with karaoke in this song.
I'll be up for it. Do those things with me. I'll be up for it.
100%.
What's the first topic on the agenda, boys?
First topic.
He's on water.
Jugs of water.
I'm on water. I can't be drinking. No, not that. Not today. First topic of the day is going to be our teams. First topic of the day is going to be Squid drinking a can of fucking Budweiser.
Turns about sometimes in the big, big, big games.
Yeah, he doesn't turn up.
I do.
But still, was he top goal scorer in the World Cup or the Euros?
No, it was what's his face for
Sterling.
Sterling was the only one who kept us into the next game.
Where's Wright Phillips come from?
Shawnee Wright.
Here we go.
Yeah,
he's cut that bit out.
It is 100% moonshine in that glass.
No, keep that in.
No, that's going out.
Maybe it was Colin Palmer.